Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mitt Romney's choice for GOP running mate has caused perhaps more commotion here than in any other state. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan has promised to, in his words, end Medicare as we know it. Not surprisingly, that's a hot issue in the Sunshine State, where so many of our nation's seniors come to retire. But more than a week after Ryan's nomination, the impact on Romney's campaign remains unclear.
It absolutely will drive some voters away from him. How many is difficult to predict.
William March is a longtime political reporter for the Tampa Tribune.
One aspect of the Medicare controversy and Paul Ryan as running mate is that this has allowed the Democrats to go on the offensive on the health care issue, whereas they had been playing defense.
Playing defense because Obama's health care overhaul is extremely unpopular in Florida, by margins of 60% or more in polls. As a mandate, people don't like it. But when it comes to the actual benefits of the plan, March says, it's more complicated.
You have here thousands and thousands of elderly people who are now getting the free preventive care services, annual wellness checkups, mammograms, colonoscopies, and so on, who are now getting those services free with no copay, as the plan now requires. So when you separate out what the plan does from the plan itself, it's more popular.
This week, we met with a group of seniors here in Tampa to hear their thoughts on health care policy and how it'll influence their decision on Election Day. We visited University Village, a sprawling senior living community where people come from all around the country to retire, and we heard the concerns of three of its residents.
I'm Terrell Sessoms. There are a plethora of issues that I'm interested in, but I guess the paramount ones have to do with the economy, Medicare, to some extent, Social Security.
Ken McGill, I'm 82. My biggest concern in this election is our drifting to the socialistic side of government. I'm concerned about the new health care law and our lack of information concerning it.
I'm Ann Cook. I am 85. I am concerned about Medicare, Medicaid. And I'm not one of these people that's terrified that a few pennies that I pay in taxes might go to help somebody else.
Why don't we start with Medicare? Terrell, are you worried about the future of Medicare should Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan be elected? And I ask, of course, based off the controversy over the Ryan plan, which would essentially evolve Medicare into a voucher program to give future retirees a fixed amount to pay for health care.
For my lifetime, probably not. I'm more concerned for my children and grandchildren. Well, I think Romney's made it very clear that's the first thing he wants to do is repeal Obamacare. We pay more than anybody else in the world for health care and get some of the worst results, primarily because we have a large reservoir of people who have no coverage. Now, Obamacare, if you want to call it that, does something that Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts. It contains the individual mandate requiring people to get coverage. Otherwise, we're paying for it right now.
I understand that the Affordable Health Care Law does slow the growth of Medicare, which is a good thing. I think it's been intelligently formulated and not well enough understood. I imagine that there's other changes that will have to be made over time, but I think intelligent people can get together and fix it without taking a meat axe to it. And I do not want to see vouchers come. I do care what happens to the generations after myself.
When you say meat axe, are you suggesting that you think the Ryan plan is a meat axe approach?
I think so. I think that the idea that because if even a lot of people went to a voucher system, that would reduce the base, and I think it would make it work much less smoothly. And I think that there's a very risky situation. You do not have real security if you have a voucher program.
I don't think the voucher system is even on the table and won't be on the table, whether Ryan believes it or not.
Ken McGill is the only senior we spoke to who belongs to an HMO. He says when the Obama health care plan is implemented next year, the relative cost-effectiveness of plans like his will be lost.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I'm going to pay several thousand dollars more next year in health care costs. I have spent, I think it's $3,100 this year on health care issues. That comparison to my neighbor here is probably several thousand less than what he's paying on traditional Medicare and supplemental insurance. But I think the ultimate solution is to encourage more HMOs where the burden of carrying things out rests not with government, but with the insurer.
I think Medicaid would be largely replaced when people are required to have insurance under the Affordable Health Care. Let me make my position clear. I think the Affordable Health Care Act is a significant improvement over the status quo, and I would support it. But I don't think it's the ideal. If I were the dictator, I would have had a single-payer system, everybody covered by Medicare, and let the insurance industry cover the supplemental market.
Well, as I understand the Medicare bill, if you can't pay, you will still get coverage. We are going to reinsure those people who have no insurance today. And if it's somewhere between 30 and 60 million, nobody knows for sure. But let's just take the figure of half that, of 45 million people who will be added to the rolls. So, I mean, we're not looking at a tremendous savings, as they are telling us, for this new health care. We'll probably be right back where we were.
So far, it's really too early to say if Romney's choice of running mate is likely to drive older voters away from the GOP in this swing state, where seniors make up a disproportionate chunk of the electorate and are also more likely to turn out to vote on Election Day. But as the Tampa Tribune's William March points out, it doesn't have to drive huge numbers of voters away to have a huge effect.
This is Florida, and this election is going to be extremely close. It's going to be within the margin of error almost certainly. You can just about bank on that. And anything that causes a 1.5, 2% swing can change the outcome of the election.
From the Republican National Convention in Tampa, I'm Bob Oakes.